favorites, Christine Stewart, editor of CTNEW.
CTNewsJunkie.com, a site that I go to numerous times during the day.
And can I tell you something? Yeah, she is one of the best news people we've got in town.
I'm surprised, Christine Paul here too, good morning. I'm surprised, Brad, she hasn't gone crazy covering the Capitol all this. Christine, how do you maintain your sanity up there?
I don't know. I was pretty blurry-eyed last night going over the Finance Committee's
People don't realize you sit in these committee hearings and just absorb all this fertilizer that's tossed out all day. How on earth do you do that? Oh, my God.
It's a lot of hot air, and there's a wind tunnel up there.
Yeah. Hey, you've written a story regarding the Corrections Department and what may happen, Christine, with most young offenders, mostly boys, 15 to 17, who are in solitary confinement. Give us a little background on that.
Yeah, so they're not technically calling it solitary confinement, but what is ending up happening is that as part of, control of the prison population, mm-hmm. If there is a young boy who is thought to be affiliated with a gang, when he enters Manson Youth Institute, he will be put in his room for 23 and a half hours per day. So, not technically, removing them from their room.
Yeah.
Try staying in one place.
Yeah.
with four walls and a steel toilet for 23 and a half hours a day.
And how young?
I was going to ask that. Yeah, how young?
I mean, these are boys who are under the age of 18.
Okay.
This is a youth facility, but there's also youth being held in adult facilities.
So the thinking here is that if they're in gangs, we want to separate them, just to cool them down, to keep them away from the general population? Is that the thinking here?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's just a population management tool that prison officials use. And what's really interesting is, I don't know if you saw 60 Minutes last weekend, German rehabilitation true unit.
Yes.
In which they're using the German rehabilitation model
all that. They've done it before.
Right, where they're actually not even in their cells all day. They're actually out and about in the common area with each other for a majority of the day. So it's I think that Connecticut's correction system is in the midst of changing, but it's going to be a long time.
So now, is there legislation looking at getting rid or modifying, Christine, this what's technically, I guess you say not, but it is technically solitary for some of these young offenders?
Sure it is.
They thought they did that in 2017. Mm-hmm. But when they passed that legislation, they didn't really define exactly what they meant by solitary confinement in a way that would be embraced. I mean, they're saying that this is a population management tool mm-hmm. at the moment. So I think that there is some pressure to make these changes to make sure that this doesn't happen, because these are young men with often trauma, often mental health issues, often special education issues, and they should be going to school.
And that's why they're in gangs.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
That's why they're in gangs.
Right.
Yeah. So you want to try and break that. So, Christine, let me ask this, as I ask you and everybody else who covers the Capitol. You know, there's always the other side. So who is really pushing against this, if anybody? I know you said that this is not clear sailing on this. Are there some high-ranking DOC folks, corrections folks, who don't want this? What about from the legislative side?
Well, I think that the correction officers who didn't testify.
Really?
The head of the Department of Corrections, Commissioner Rollin Cook, did testify in opposition to this.
Really?
Saying, look, we need these things as management tools to manage the population, because every day, his staff are outnumbered by the number of prisoners. So, mm-hmm. But I think that lawmakers feel that, if you cage someone in this way, that you're actually inviting poor behavior in the future, and by not treating them humanely, you're creating even more problems.
Well, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
What are you going to do with folks who absolutely do things that they shouldn't be doing?
Mm-hmm.
And how are you going to convince them? How are you going to convince them that way? You know,
by just throwing them in solitary. Yeah, that's tough.
How are you going to do it?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, you know, if they have no ability to rehabilitate themselves or get their education, I don't know what the hope is for them.
Yeah. Well, Christine, listen, thanks. Keep us up to date on this, all right?